California Governor Gavin Newsom wants to transform San Quentin, one of the state's most infamous prisons, into something that looks more like Norway. Norway has one of the lowest rates of recidivism in the world, and prisons there are very different from the U.S.
I don't know what kind of prison grounds this is, but it's unlike, this is like a resort. I see trees, I see a horse.
Prisons there, in theory, are set up to create good neighbours out of those who are incarcerated. Tommy Shakur Ross was in prison in the US for over 35 years, including at St. Quentin. You just heard him in the clip we played. He visited a few prisons in Norway and reported back for Uncuffed, a show from public radio station KALW here in the Bay Area, made by incarcerated people. He's joining us from Oakland. Shakur, hello, welcome.
Hello, hello, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Shakur, let's start with your first impressions. What did you see in there?
Well, my first impressions was just the way that the prison was built. From the outside, Halden is gray and had these like, looked like 30-foot walls and real thick. So that was my first impression. But on the inside, I can say that the atmosphere was more social than I expected. When I walked in one prison, Boystoy, I noticed that there was a marathon taking place on the yard. And within this marathon, it included guards and incarcerated people.
So there was a lot more interaction between the guards and the incarcerated people.
Yeah, and they were in the process of like grilling hamburgers for lunch, that they were going to feed us as well.
Got it. Now, I want to talk about the cells because you also went inside. Let's listen to you taking a look at a cell at the Norwegian prison called Halden.
So I'm looking at this. In this particular cell, they have a refrigerator, right? They have a bed. They have a dresser. And a desk, and even have a whiteboard. Yeah, this doesn't look like a jail cell. It looks like a hospital room.
How different was that to, say, the cell that maybe you were in San Quentin?
Wow. Well, I can tell you the cell in San Quentin is relatively small. I want to say maybe 8x6 or something like that. Literally, my shoulders rub up against the wall in the bunk.
Did you have a desk or a whiteboard or any of those kinds of things, a dresser?
Oh, no, we didn't have no desk, but we had like a locker that we can put things on, a locker that was on the wall, basically, right? And it had like four shelves and you can like stuff things into the locker.
I want to ask you, Shakur, like a desk and a whiteboard kind of signal something to me about, you know, learning or reading and writing, maybe transporting your mind to a different place. Do you think that has a place in a prison cell?
Exactly. I mean, anytime we're talking about humanity, it definitely has a place. Learning, writing, and reading, that all is inclusive when it comes to being in prison or anywhere else for that matter.
Yeah. You know, I want to play another moment from your podcast episode. It appeared to really surprise you and incarcerated people you talked with, and that was the relationship that the incarcerated people had with the guards. And when you were walking around the grounds, you saw one incarcerated man give a female guard a noogie. Here's how one man who was incarcerated, Patrick, described the relationship.
They don't try to punish us. They just try to help us through it.
I mean, that's a really big difference right there, right? They're not punishing. And it gets to this question that I want to ask you about, because it seems like it's a very different cultural ethos. When someone commits a crime, should we punish them or should we aim to rehabilitate them or both? And it seems like in Norway, they want to turn people into productive citizens. But here in America, we want to punish people. Where do you fall on this question?
Well, myself, a formerly incarcerated person, I definitely am for rehabilitation and restorative justice practices, right? Because in Norway, the incarcerated are treated with respect And that promotes personal growth and self-reflection. And I think, like, with the lessons learned, like, these experiences, for me, they highlight the importance of adopting a rehabilitative approach to reduce recidivism and promote change. So I'm definitely for rehabilitation as opposed to punishment. Punishment only creates resentment, and it only leads to recidivism. Rehabilitation, on the other hand, I've had an opportunity to participate in programs, and I can positively say I'm 100% rehabilitated as a result of the programs that I had an opportunity to participate in.
And Shakur, I'm sure that people have said to you, yeah, but people who commit crimes, they've lost their chance for respect, or they've taken something from other people, they have to pay a price for that. How do you reflect on those kinds of views, which seem to exist much more here in the United States than they do in Norway?
I can speak from personal experience. I know I caused harm, and I feel horrible for the harm that I've created. But I can say that, what would you prefer, a person coming out rehabilitative, reintegrating to society, a person who is an asset to society, or would you prefer someone who comes out feeling challenged, feeling resentment, and comes through your bedroom window, right? One way or another, people are being released from prison. So the ideal is, wouldn't you want a person to be rehabilitated, to have a new perspective, a new outlook on life?
Yeah. I wonder, as you make this case, and I've heard you here locally on the radio on KQED and KLW, you have your own podcast. You know, it seems in some ways like an uphill battle, Shakur, honestly, because the country has such a massive prison system. And, you know, we hear politicians, by and large, calling for stronger sentences and, in fact, going in the opposite direction than what Governor Newsom is doing here in California. Do you feel hopeful that, you know, this idea might take a hold here, even if it's only just in one little part of Northern California?
It's possible. You know, all it takes is an idea to spark change, to spark revolution. So I want to say this. There will be risk that has to be taken in order to implement a program like that. You have to be willing to take the risks in order to reap the benefits of recidivism. It's really important that you understand, like, human behavior. You have some people who want change, who expect change, and then you have some who don't.
So, Shakur, what do you see as the barriers for, say, San Quentin to become more like Norway?
Well, first of all, the officers would definitely have to be retrained, or you would have to bring in new officers altogether. Like in Norway, officers go to school for 2 to 3 years in order to work in the prison, whereas CDCR, 13 weeks in the academy, and they're let loose on a prison yard, right, with the us against them mentality. So I would say that it would take people in society being more open and willing to accept change. I mean, back to the point about rehabilitation. Rehabilitation works. I'm proof to it. I'm entering society in a healthy manner with employment and housing.
We hope to keep hearing from you. Your voice is very critical and one that we don't hear often. So I want to thank you so much, Tommy Shakur Ross. He has visited the prisons in Norway. It's a model for what Governor Newsom wants to do here with San Quentin Prison in Northern California. And he's proposed $20 million to start work to transform San Quentin to a rehabilitative facility by 2025. Thank you so much, Shakur.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. And I do want to say I am open to consulting with the state of California.
Let's hope they take you up on that.
Yes, yes. That's true rehabilitation, and that's true collaboration.